Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Proddies. This is our Oscars post-mortem, where we'll be talking about who won, who we think should have won, and who we nominate for these bullshit categories, because I just had to do that. So, yeah. So, we did not watch the Oscars, because we don't really care. But we are movies, but we do cover movies on this website, so we figured, might as well. Well, I'm your host, the Dead Man, and join me today, as always, we have Bobiwan.
I can speak again.
And Chax.
Hello.
Okay, so I have the list of categories, nominees, and winners in front of me. So we will just be running all these down and doing all this stuff. It'll be similar to what we did with our the VGA stuff that we did a couple episodes back on the Video Games Podcast. So, I guess first category, best visual effects. So the nominees are Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, Real Steel, Hugo, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and Transformers Dark of the Moon. So who do you guys think won?
I'm going to guess it was given to Harry Potter.
I'm going to think the same thing.
Okay. Hugo won.
Oh.
Really? I really thought... Wow.
Yeah, I have not seen Hugo, but I did not... I guess I didn't think that it had a lot of visual effects, aside from that one scene with the weird clockwork robot flying over the kid.
Yeah, I've seen the previews for it, and it looks like it kind of has maybe, you know, a green screen type background to it, but I don't know.
Yeah. I wouldn't have mind seeing Real Steel one, because those are some awesome looking robots.
Yeah, that, yes.
The two movies that I would have been a lot happier if they had won would have been Real Steel or Planet of the Apes.
I was kind of hoping for Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, just like, oh, Caesar was so good.
Yeah, yeah, it had some cool visual effects. Some of them were a bit lacking. Just in a couple scenes, the renders looked a bit awkward. But mostly, yeah, it was well done visual effects-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I guess it's like we have to think in the mind of the Academy, who are like, 10, 78-year-old people who haven't seen a modern blockbuster movie in since the invention of the modern blockbuster movie, I'm guessing. So we gotta kind of think like they do to get our predictions on these right, because I'm guessing that if they saw Planet of the Apes, it was like, huh, that's an odd-looking monkey.
I think the average age is 65.
Okay, so we have 10 90-year-olds and one or two guys in their 20s.
Just to round things out.
Yeah, hey guys, you see Planet of the Apes? Silence, whelps! Alright, so moving on. Best film editing. We have Hugo, The Artist, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, The Descendants, and Moneyball.
Okay, I'm going to say right off the bat, I didn't see any of these movies. But I know I've heard that The Artist was cleaning house at the Oscars, so I'm guessing it went to The Artist because it won everything.
Yeah.
The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Really?
Yeah. So I have not really gotten onto the whole Millennium Trilogy bandwagon yet. I have seen none of the Girl Who Did Something or Has Something movies. It was the Girl with the Dragon. It was the Dragon Tattoo, the Hornet's Nest, and Blade with Fire. Yeah. Okay, moving on. Best costume design. We have Anonymous, The Artist, Hugo, Jane Eyre, and something called W.E.
So once again, I haven't actually seen any of these movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to guess The Artist again. It's going to be my default guess.
Yeah.
And you're right. The Artist won Best Costume Design. Which isn't really that hard because it was in the... Because it's set in the 20s and 30s and those costumes. And they have I'm pretty sure it's just 10 warehouses just full of 1920s to 30 era costumes.
I'm sure, yes. I mean, yeah.
It is fucked up. Okay, moving on. Best Makeup. We have The Iron Lady, Albert Nobbs, and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Well, I've seen one of these movies.
Who's typing?
And I will say Harry Potter did have some good makeup in it. They had good makeup.
Okay, Shax?
What are the other nominees again?
The Iron Lady and Albert Nobbs.
Yeah, I don't even know what those movies are. I never even heard of them.
The Iron Lady is a biopic about Margaret Thatcher starring Meryl Streep. And Albert Nobbs has Glenn Close as a dude.
That's the one that won.
No, the winner is The Iron Lady.
Wow.
Yeah, just look at the poster art for Albert Nobbs. That is creepy. It is really, really creepy seeing Glenn Close as a dude.
That's why I assumed that it had to win.
It was creepy as fuck. Right, moving on to Best Cinematography. I guess this is... I'm not even sure what really this category is, but... So, we have The Artist, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Hugo, The Tree of Life, and War Horse.
I'm gonna guess War Horse on this one.
Okay, Shax.
Just for no apparent reason.
It's like, hey, that's the most kind of badass sounding name. Let's go with that.
Yeah, I heard it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I saw the Escape Movies thing on the Escapist, and it looked like I heard it got praise, but it just sounds so retarded to me. You know, it's like, oh, this horse survived the war, but then he's called back into duty for World War II.
It sounds like Academy bait to me.
Yeah.
Sounds like Oscar bait.
I think I'm going to go with that one, too.
Hugo. Looking at all these things, it always seems...
Apparently I need to watch Hugo.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, apparently. It's a best art direction. We have Midnight in Paris, The Artist, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2, Hugo, and War Horse.
Hugo.
I'm going to guess The Artist again.
No, Hugo.
Ah!
So, point of checks, I hope you guys are keeping score. Because the winner gets to live.
Oh, shit.
Alright, so, best sound mixing. We have Hugo, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Transformers, Dark of the Moon, Moneyball, and Warhorse.
Okay, so not Transformers.
Oh, God, no. I'm amazed Transformers got nominated, period.
Yeah, how is that worthy of Oscars at all? And there's all these movies I'm thinking that were really good movies that came out that are just totally fucking ignored. And Transformers is in there? Are you shitting me?
I guess half of these... I'm guessing that half of these movies are like, alright, so these look the most pretentious and these cost the most money. Let's go.
I think this year's been kind of shit for movies, for Oscar bait. I mean, Best Picture only had 9 nominees. They wouldn't even give a nod to a 10th one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess they fell short probably in other categories, too, and they're like, Best Sound Mixing, what else do we got? And we're like, Transformers 3?
Yeah, so, which has, really quiet conversation and then really loud explosions. Very bad sound mixing overall.
Oh, God, yeah. And plus, Shia LaBeouf, you can hear Shia LaBeouf talking at all times, so...
So let's call it, Let's call it Hugo, because it seems like this is the only movie worthy of an Oscar that was put in the Oscars.
Shax?
What are the other nominees again?
The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Moneyball, and War Horse.
I'm going to say War Horse.
And Bovey wins this round with Hugo.
Fuck!
Looking over these things, that seems to be the thing. It's like... It's all just, it's either Hugo or The Artist who wins, usually.
Well, that's what I'm starting to think, is, when Bofi was like, yeah, I heard the Artist cleaned up, I'm thinking, yeah, that's what I heard, too, and now it's starting to sound like Hugo cleaned up.
Well, it sounds to me like there were only 2 movies that were worthy of Oscars that were made, and the rest are there just to fill up fucking time.
Yeah, that's kind of always been the thing. Like all this shit. Like best sound editing is our next category. But really, who gives a fuck? Honestly, just like most people don't really like do this kind of clinical analysis of movies. You're just like, oh, I like it. Well, best sound editing, we have Drive, Transformers: Dark of the Moon, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, War Horse, and Hugo.
I'm gonna guess Drive because it hasn't shown up yet. So if it's just randomly showing up in a category, it probably deserves that category.
I believe I heard that Drive won no awards, so I think movie's gonna be wrong. War Horse?
No, Hugo.
God damn it, Hugo.
And that round sweeps. So, on next, Best Original Song. And there are only two songs nominated in this category, so...
Why even have the award at that point?
Right, we have Man or Muppet from The Muppets. And Real in Rio from Rio.
Muppets takes it. Gotta be the Muppets.
I think the Muppets took it too, yeah.
They did.
Sweet.
So, right, next, Best Original Score. We have Hugo, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, The Adventures of Tintin, War Horse, and The Artist.
I'm going to say The Artist because it was silent movie style, so it had to have a good score.
Yeah.
And The Artist won. But, you know, I'm actually kind of glad that Tintin got put there, because I just watched that yesterday, and it is fucking awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good.
I want to see it so bad.
It is really good. And the score's done by John fucking Williams, so...
Oh, fuck yeah, he's the best.
Alright, now, Best Animated Short Film, which is great, because we've never heard of any of these. Right, so we have The Fantastic Flying Books of Mr. Morris Lessmore, Dimanche, La Luna, A Morning Stroll, and Wildlife.
I'm sorry, I just love how one of the titles has the name Mr. More is Less More.
Yeah, I know.
More is less. More.
It's so fucking stupid. Just like the alliteration at the beginning of it is so fucking...
I guess that one.
I'm going to say the wild... one.
And Bovey takes the round with The Fantastic Flying Books of Mr. Morris Lessmore. The fucking most pretentious title I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I'm thinking, of course it'd be the longest name.
Yeah. So, I figured it would be either that one, Dimanche, or La Luna. Like, just going by titles. Because, like, it's either you got this really pretentious one that sounds like a fucking Panic at the Disco album, or you have the two ones that are in French. And, you know, Dimanche is Sunday, so, you know, that's going to be a thing. Okay, so, moving on. Best live-action short film. We have The Shore, Pentecost, Raju, Time Freak, and Tuba Atlantic. So, what do you picks?
I have no idea.
I'm going to say Time Freak.
That does sound like an awesome title.
I'm going to say Time Freak also because it is an awesome title.
And no, I guess they went with The Shore.
Those bastards.
It's like, Time Freak was obviously better. No, that was just... For some reason, I just keep... Every time I hear The Shore, I just think Jersey Shore, and... If that was anything like... If fucking The Shore was anything like that, I will find the Academy and murder them in their homes. Okay, moving on. Best Documentary, Short Subject. Saving Face. The Barber of Birmingham, Foot Soldier of the Civil Rights Movement. God is Bigger Elvis. Oh, God is the Bigger Elvis, sorry. Incident in New Baghdad. And The Tsunami and the Cherry Blossom.
You know what? The Tsunami and the Cherry Blossom sounds really pretentious, so I'm going to go with that one.
I'm going to say... Shit, I forgot what the other one was. Incident in Baghdad.
Okay. And no, it is Saving Face. So, yeah.
That is a kind of pretentious title.
Yeah. Okay, so best documentary feature. I guess these are the ones that are long as fuck. So we have Hell and Back Again. Undefeated. If a Tree Falls, a story of the Earth Liberation Front. Paradise Lost 3, Purgatory. And Pina.
Okay, Paradise Lost 3, only because it's a documentary that's a sequel.
Yeah, that's... Fuck.
I picked probably the worst one, but whatever.
It's like the movie's 9 hour long, each hour devoted to this, each hour devoted to one of the concentric circles of purgatory.
I'm gonna go with Undisputed.
You mean Undefeated?
Undefeated.
And Shax takes the round, Undefeated, won the Oscar.
I don't even heard of it. I don't know what it's about.
No one knows what these are about. Okay, so moving on to Best Foreign Language Film. So we have A Separation from Iran, Bullhead from Belgium, Footnote from Israel, In Darkness from Poland, and Monsieur Lazare from Canada.
So. Oh, Canada can't win. We suck.
Canada wins nothing.
The one from Iran.
Okay, so A Separation. So, but Shax, what are your pick?
The first one.
And they both get the point. A Separation won the Oscar. Okay, so moving on to Best Animated Feature. We have Rango, A Cat in Paris, Chico and Rita, Kung Fu Panda 2, and Puss in Boots.
You know you have a shitty movie year if Kung Fu Panda 2 is an Oscar nominee.
It wasn't bad. I guess, well, like, it's not really so much saying that the movie year was shit as it is that the animated movies of that year were shit.
Transformers.
I picked Malcolm X.
The winner is Rango.
I was thinking either Rango or Puss in Boots. It had to have been one of those two.
I wanted it to be Puss in Boots so bad. Puss in Boots was great.
I heard Rango was really good.
Rango had Johnny Depp, so it had to win.
Yeah, Rango was pretty good, but I liked Puss in Boots a lot better. And it had Antonio Banderas. Okay, so moving on to Best Writing Adapted Screenplay. So these are screenplays that were based off of books. So we have The Descendants, Moneyball, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, Hugo, and The Ides of March.
Hugo. Or it might be The Ides of March, but I'm still going to say Hugo.
I'm thinking Ides of March too, but I'm going to say Hugo.
The Descendants.
Shit.
Alright, so now, moving on to Best Writing Original Screenplay. So we have Midnight in Paris, The Artist, Bridesmaids, Margin Call, and A Separation.
Wait, I'm sorry, real quick, what's the category again?
Best Writing Original Screenplay.
Okay.
And then there's Midnight in Paris, The Artist, Bridesmaids, Margin Call, and The Ides of Mark, and A Separation.
I'm gonna go with The Artist.
Yeah.
No, Midnight in Paris.
Wow, I don't get this.
It's Woody Allen. Woody Allen wrote it, so.
Oh God.
Okay. Moving on to Best Supporting Actress. So we have Jessica Chastain from The Help, Melissa McCarthy from Bridesmaids, Janet McTeer from Albert Nobbs, Berenice Bejo from The Artist, and Octavia Spencer from The Help.
Sorry, what was this category again?
Best Supporting Actress.
Whoever it was from The Artist.
Who's the first person?
I do not remember whatever I did them in.
Son of a bitch.
I think I started with Jessica Chastain from The Help.
Let's go with that one.
And no one gets the point, because it was Octavia Spencer from The Help.
Damn it, I knew it was someone from The Help.
Yes, I watched that. Yeah, I saw The Help, and I can say she fucking deserves it.
She's the...
She's the sassy... Like... Yeah, she's the sassy fat black lady.
Yep.
Which is pretty much her role in everything.
Yes, it is. And I remember seeing a picture of her today on Yahoo when I was going to check my email of her crying, and I was like, oh, she must have won. And I wasn't sure what her name was.
She was really good. All right, so moving on to Best Supporting Actor. We have Kenneth Branagh from My Week with Marilyn, Jonah Hill from Moneyball, Nick Nolte from Warrior, Max von Sydow from Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, and Christopher Plummer from The Beginners.
Max von Sydow.
I want it to be Nick Nolte.
He deserves it. He's fallen on hard times. But no, it was Christopher Plummer to take the Oscar with The Beginners. I have no idea what any of that is.
I don't know who any of those people are, except for Jonah Hill and Nick Nolte.
I heard of Kenneth Branagh, and I think I've heard of Christopher Plummer. I have no idea really who Max von Sydow is. But, oh, it's that guy. He's an old motherfucker. Yeah. Let's look at his filmography. Since, you know, the Oscars things are so riveting. Oh, he was in The Exorcist. He played Father Lancaster Marin.
The original?
Yep.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, he also played...
Oh, he's Father Marin.
Yeah.
Oh.
He also played Ming the Merciless in the Flash Gordon movie from 1980. And he was in Conan the Barbarian as King Osric.
Flash! Ah!
And he was in Ghostbusters 2 as Viggo the Carpathian.
Ah, that guy! Now I'm on the level. I know who we're talking about. Viggo, you've been a bad monkey.
He's also
a little kitten in there.
He's also in Skyrim. As Esbern.
I have to find Esbern now.
That.
Be like, that you voice... didn't get an Oscar.
His voice sounds like something I've heard in Skyrim.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving on to Best Actress. We have Rooney Mara from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Michelle Williams from My Week with Marilyn, Viola Davis from The Help, Glenn Close from Albert Nobbs, and Meryl Streep from The Iron Lady.
I'm gonna guess they gave it to what's her name from that girl from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
Rooney Mara?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Okay, Shax.
I'm gonna go with Meryl Streep.
And Shax takes it. Meryl Streep won the Oscar. Yet again.
Yeah. She's been nominated, what, like 20 times now?
She's been nominated a lot. So, moving on to Best Actor. We have Demian Bichir from A Better Life, George Clooney from The Descendants, Brad Pitt from Moneyball, Jean Dujardin from The Artist, and Gary Oldman from Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
Shax, why don't you go first on this one?
Okay, I wanted to be Gary Oldman, because I love him.
He's awesome,
But I gotta assume it's whoever you said from The Artist.
Jean Dujardin.
There you go.
Boom. Yeah, I'm gonna agree.
And they both take the point, because Jean Dujardin won the Oscar.
I don't even know, what is The Artist about?
It's a silent movie about the decline of silent movies.
That sounds amazing.
How certain actors weren't able to really make the transition from silent movies to movies with sound.
Yeah, like Jean Dujardin's character, he was one of the big guys, he's like one of the big names in silent films movies, but then, and like he started a relationship with his girlfriend, and then he made her really famous in like the talkies, but he couldn't make it in talkies. And then
that sounds amazing.
And there's a dog in it.
So is the movie silent?
Yeah, like the big chunk of it is a silent movie, but then it eventually goes into when they start getting into the talkies and start making noise and stuff in the movie.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's real postmodern. It's very auteur.
I really want to see this movie now. That sounds cool.
Yeah, it just sounds really fucking pretentious.
Really?
I watched Doug Walker's review of it. It sounds good. Like,
yeah, I watched Movie Bob's review of it, and he said it was competent, but still very pretentious.
I haven't seen it, but I kind of like
Jean Desjardins. Like, the only thing I really I've seen him in was that one video from Funny or Die, which was fucking awesome, where he plays like every villain. Yeah, that was the thing. Like the entire concept of that video was like, all right, so Jean, you won you made Big in America, but now you have to play a villain, and he just starts auditioning for like villain roles in like every single action movie sequel that hasn't been announced. He was like in Mission Impossible 5. He was in Spy Kids 5. He was in a whole bunch of different. Auditioning for a whole bunch of different things, and it was all the exact same character. He like spins around with like a little tiny French gun, and he says, "Well, hello," and then says the name of the character, says the name of the main character from the movie.
And none of it sounds remotely villain-like.
No, it just sounds French. But moving on to Best Director. We have Martin Scorsese for Hugo, Alexander Payne for The Descendants, Terrence Malick for The Tree of Life, Woody Allen for Midnight in Paris, and Michelle Hazanavicius from The Artist.
Woody Allen, he's been paying for the Academy's hookers for years.
God, I hope he doesn't win, but I'm going to go with the Artist.
And Shax takes it, because yeah. Michelle Hazanavicius won the Oscar.
See, now we're getting to the important awards.
The last award, Best Picture. Yeah, Best Picture, we have The Descendants, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, The Help, Hugo, The Artist, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, The Tree of Life, and War Horse.
Now, for this one, I'm going to say The Artist.
You don't say.
I've been saying for a while now that The Help is going to win because of white guilt. But I'm going to say The Artist also. That sounds about right.
And yeah, The Artist took Best Picture.
Yeah. Like I said, these were the important awards, so that was the one that cleaned up.
Yeah. I don't mind seeing The Help win, because like, I didn't like The Help. It was really good. And I'm not just saying that out of white guilt, because I'm Canadian.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it. So I can't really say whether it's a good movie or if it's worth it, winning the award or not. It's just that seems how we work our shit. I mean,
it is good. Like, it's funny. Emma Stone is awesome in it. They got a good bunch of like subtly racist white women. And so, like, it's just weird. Like, you just see them kind of go from subtly racist to just out and out racist. There's actually this one really funny scene where, like, apparently in the olden times in Mississippi, black people had their own toilets. Like white people who had, like, black maids would actually have people build them their own toilets. So they wouldn't have to use their own toilets, so they wouldn't have to use the white people toilets. And so, like, Emma Stone, she reworded something, replaced one word from this article that this one race lady wanted them to write. And she just woke up the next day and her front lawn was covered in black people toilets. and she ate Octavia Spencer's shit out of a pie. I got a cold sore from it, because that's awesome. But yeah, I really like The Help. Okay, so I guess, do you guys have any movies that you would have wanted to see on this list? Like, maybe a 10th Best Picture nomination?
What was good in 2011? Let me see.
That's... Yeah.
Yeah, that is... That is a thing.
I'm just looking now at 2011 movies.
Yeah. Riveting content here on the parties.
Edit this part out.
No, I don't... Fucking, I'm not gonna edit it. I think it's work.
Let's see.
Ooh, Jack, do you have any that you can think of?
I'm looking right now because, yeah, I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
X-Men First Class?
I was actually kind of thinking about that one.
That is definitely more worthy than Transformers.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. It's just, Captain America was awesome.
Yeah, that was actually really good. And the cinematography that they used in that was a good mix of 35mm cameras and the digital camera, and they blended the two so flawlessly that could have easily gotten best cinematography.
Yeah. Sucker Punch, I thought, was, like, really interesting. It seemed like the kind of, like, really weird, cerebral, kind of arty thing, like, arty filming of it that, like, the Oscar people like. Because it was, like, escapism inside of escapism. You know, it was like, oh, I'm at this horrible insane asylum, but no, wait, no, I'm at this horrible brothel. Then, no, wait, I'm a samurai. It's fucking weird. Apparently,
but yeah, I do think Captain America should have made an appearance.
Apparently a Tekken movie came out in 2011. I didn't know that.
X-Men First Class, not as much as Captain America should have made an appearance, but I definitely think not only could Captain America be nominated, it could have easily won Best Cinematography.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Rise of the Planet of the Apes should have gotten more
recognition, yeah.
I'm kind of surprised J. Edgar didn't get any nods. I haven't seen it yet, but it seems like it should have. It was directed by Clint Eastwood, and it stars Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, that seems like a win-win right there.
Yeah.
You know what? Sarah Palin, you betcha, should have taken Best Picture by a landslide.
You're making me vomit in my mouth.
A little surprised, like, James Cameron wasn't on this year's list, because Sanctum came out in 2011.
Oh, God. You want to talk about someone pretentious? That motherfucker.
Yeah, I know, but still, like, he's kind of always been, like, the Oscar guy.
I know. It's fucking... Oh. Like, he's made some good movies, don't get me wrong, but...
Yeah.
You know what I'm really glad didn't show up?
Huh.
Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1.
Oh, thank God
it did. I am so glad. Like, they put some shit movies on there. Yeah. And I thought that it's a shit movie that's just pretentious enough to make the radar, but no. Even the Academy's like, fuck Twilight.
Yes, they realize that Stephanie Meyer cannot write, and that these people cannot act.
I'm you know, looking at a list here, and Contagion not being on there was kind of... I think that would have been a nice nod to Contagion to make that the 10th movie for Best Picture.
Yeah. I would have liked to see Troll... I would have liked to see The Troll Hunter as for, like, Best Foreign Language Film.
I thought you were going to say Troll 2.
No.
I was going to say Gaunt.
No, Troll Hunter was awesome. I think it was, like, Finnish or something. Like Finland, but no, it was fucking awesome. It was hilarious too. And, like, some of the special effects and, like, the trolls were really awesome. I would have loved to see that movie, like, get made, get, like, recognition for being awesome, but I guess not. Hmm. And apparently a Warhammer 40K movie came out in 2012. Apparently they make Warhammer 40K movies.
I might actually be interested in watching some of those. Depends on where they start in the storyline. Like, if they start early enough in the storyline, that's like, okay, I can learn the storyline of this tabletop game by watching these movies. Because I'm not going to play the tabletop game anytime soon.
I doubt that. It's probably going to be like, this takes place somewhere in the middle of... This takes place somewhere within the middle of the Warhammer 40K timeline. Like, I remember, like, on the Bombcast, we're talking about, like, Vinny's reading all the Warhammer 40K books, and they're like, all taking place, like, 10,000 years before the actual game. I would like to see the Muppets get nominated for more.
I can't believe Super 8 wasn't fucking nominated for anything.
And Transformers was. I can't get over that. Transformers Dark of the Moon was such a shit movie.
God, it was so bad.
We did a whole commentary track about how shitty that movie was.
Which you can find on DestoProds.com.
And it just...
Yeah, Super 8, looking at that, like, I hate myself for not even thinking of that movie about any of these awards. I mean, that movie is so good in so many ways.
Yeah. There are two that I'm looking at right now that I actually would have liked to see. One I would actually like to see nominated for something because I genuinely think it's interesting, and one I would like to see nominated because it seems like the kind of thing that would get nominated. So for the second thing, it's a Soul Surfer. You know, the harrowing story of a girl who lost her arm in a shark attack and kept on surfing.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I remember.
And that seems like the kind of thing that the Academy just like, oh, yeah, let's eat that shit up. And the other thing I would want to see was Super. Like, that movie was fucking awesome, and I would love to see more. I would love to see that get some recognition.
Seriously, though, Captain America.
Yeah, I know. You keep
that
saying
movie
that.
Was really well done.
Yeah,
I know.
Especially considering it's a superhero movie.
Yeah, I know it was really well done, but so was Super.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Rainn Wilson?
Yeah.
Williams?
Yeah, Rainn Wilson. James Gunn. That movie was awesome.
I mean, it was a decent movie, but I can't see it being nominated for anything.
I could. It's fucking awesome, and I would love to see it get nominated for anything.
I'm not surprised The Thing didn't get nominated for like visual effects, but I think it probably should have.
They could have nominated Gatchaman for best animated feature because apparently that came out in 2011. It's fucking,
thank God,
fucking Cheer Force.
Pirates of the Caribbean didn't get anything.
Yeah, but really, what would it get?
Who fucking knows, man? Best picture. I could. Movies like that are just, I mean, come on, Transformers.
Yeah,
best score. It could have got best original score.
Mm. Well, Rubber could have been nominated for most pretentious.
What one?
Rubber.
Oh, fuck that movie. Oh, God, that movie is insulting.
And apparently a horror movie about Humpty Dumpty came out in 2011. Good Lord.
I would put, because of the first 15 minutes of Rubber, I would put that at the top of my list of worst movies of 2011.
So that'd be part of your Razzie nominations?
Yep.
So, well, coming soon, the Razzie postmortem.
Or are we going to talk about Bucky Larson, how it has like a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yep.
And like, the idea, it's got zero, I believe it has zero with viewers. Or, you know, people that go to the site, and zero with reviewers.
Sorry, what movie is this?
Is
Bucky Larson.
Yeah. Born to be a Star or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that movie.
Yeah, the one with, like, that guy from those movies with, like, bad teeth trying to be a porn star.
Yeah, it has Nick Swartz and stars in it. It's an Adam Sandler type movie.
Yeah. Only surprised if Happy Madison actually did put that movie out.
Ooh, this movie here, I just watched this the other day. I unfortunately fell asleep halfway through, but not because it's a bad movie, but because I was extremely tired. The Son of No One.
That sounds like an Oscar win. That sounds like an Oscar nominee.
It's a good movie. I hate that I fell asleep, but like I said, it was because I was so fucking tired. Friday after work, Friday night. But, yeah, that's a good movie.
Looking at Rotten Tomatoes, looking at the thing, like, The Other Woman apparently came out in 2011, and it seems like something that the people would nominate for something, because it's like, I think it's like, oh, I don't, like, Natalie Portman, like, her something, there's like a kid and then she that hates kids, and then she starts like freaking out, or she had an abortion or a miscarriage or something. It seems like the kind of melodramatic bullshit that the Academy loves.
Yeah, it seems like Oscar bait.
Yeah, like looking at Rotten Tomatoes, only has a 39. Oh, what about Paranormal Activity 3?
Why not Fright Night for fucking the best visual effects? That movie was
fucking
good.
Yeah, that was good.
And like I've said before, its visual effects were really good, especially if you consider 3D, which I guess the Academy probably wouldn't.
No, I doubt they know what 3D means.
It had really good effects, though, and I don't know. I don't see it as something that the Academy would acknowledge, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I acknowledge it's a good movie. I don't see it as, like, Academy material, though.
You know what I see as Academy material? Hobo with a Shotgun. That would have been awesome if that had not made it for anything. I don't care what, just, like, I don't know, like, B best support, like best actress with a shotgun.
Actually, the more I think about it, the more I do think that Fright Night was like one of my favorite movies of 2011.
Yeah, you know, like looking at this list that I got here, one of the biggest surprises that I really loved as a movie was Battle Los Angeles.
Well, I'm surprised this one didn't get nominated because, you know, how can you not nominate this? The Human Centipede 2.
Oh, fuck off. How dare you bring that movie up on an Oscars podcast? Or, I guess, a Prodies podcast.
I like the name Oscars Postmortem because it works in our title as Death Door Prods, but still says it's Oscars.
Yeah. All right, so how about this one? The Chaperone, starring WWE superstar Triple H.
I keep seeing that on Netflix, and I'm like...
Also known as The Game.
Yes. Also known as
The Game! Yes.
Also known as The King of Kings.
Yes, and because of his nickname as The Game, he is the most hated wrestler ever.
Yeah. It's like, hey man, you see this new movie? It's like, see this new movie? It's Triple H. Oh, you asshole!
I remember his, The Game... He goes by Triple H, and he goes by Triple H because his name is Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Like, that is the most gay name in the world.
Yeah. Alright, so seriously, what I would have liked to see nominated, Attack the Block.
Seriously?
That movie is awesome.
Alright.
Like, it has really great special effects. It has really great, like, effects with the monsters, because I'm pretty sure they're all, like, practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all just dudes in costumes, and it looks fucking amazing.
Oh.
And it actually is really well acted, like nice Britishness. Okay, what were you going to say, Jax?
Nothing, I just seen a movie on here that I forgot was out, Win-Win, with Paul Giamatti. Hmm. I heard it's a really good movie, but looking at the score here, 7.3 is...
What, the balls? The Goon came out in 2011. That is surprising, because I actually want to see that movie. Like, not nominated for anything, I just really want to see that.
You know, it always feels like a year goes by fast, until I'm, like, looking at movie lists, and I see Romeo and Juliet.
Oh,
and
good
I'm
Lord.
Like, that feels like it was, like, 2 years ago.
I wish that never came out.
I've never watched it, or seen anything about it.
It's bad. It looks so bad. I've never seen it. I never will see it. I never want to see it. Like, I actually did like the Romeo and Juliet play. Like, I actually did like that. It just... Oh, God, for the love of Christ, why the fuck did they make them garden gnomes?
Hey, I went to see Romeo and Juliet twice in the same week. I like that play.
Yeah, it's a good play. It's got a hilarious ending.
Man, because the one thing that almost made me tear up both times was Mercutio's death, especially the second one I went to see. Oh, man. Mercutio, man. He's my favorite character, and he dies, and it's sad.
Spoiler alert!
If you don't know how Romeo and Juliet goes...
It's your fucking problem. It's been around for fucking centuries.
Also, Shakespeare spoils it at the beginning, so...
Yeah. But, you know, you kind of... If you go into one of these movies... If you go into, like, a Shakespeare play expecting, like something called Romeo and Juliet, I kind of expect it to go horribly wrong. It just... Yeah, well...
Have you guys seen the new, Conan the Barbarian?
No.
No.
I heard it was bad.
I don't know if I want to like it or not.
I did not. Yes, I haven't seen the original Conan the Barbarian.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, it's just
neither have I.
It's always been like just—it's always been just off my peripheral vision of like movies I want to see. Like, oh, I could watch this. Ooh, or that.
Yeah, I recommend you guys see it. I mean, just so, really, mostly, I want to get your guys' idea of those movies.
So coming soon.
Oh my God, so, I found. Best Picture, Mardi Gras, Spring Break.
What website are you on now?
Fuck
you, dude. He slipped from going to like Rotten Tomatoes or IMDb to Brazzers.
Like,
MovieInsider.com.
I saw that movie on the list. I was like, no, just no.
movie inside her.
Boom. how's this for a close up?
Oh man.
Yeah, just I saw that on my list of that, and like Carmen Electra just now.
Carmen Electra.
At one point maybe, but no. Just now. It's just getting pathetic, Carmen, please stop it. You were fine in the 90s, but now it's just getting pathetic. Okay, so I guess that's gonna do it.
Yay.
Okay, so that was the Proddies. And points total from you guys did not keep count. Did you guys keep count?
Nope.
No.
Well, congratulations, you both die.
I'm sorry. I meant yes, I did, and I won.
Someone will be coming by your houses within the hour. Okay, so I guess we're gonna do it for the Proddies. You heard the movies that we thought should have gotten more recognition. The artist and Hugo cleaned house. The Hugo more so, I think.
Yeah, but the artist got the two big ones: best director and best picture.
And best actor.
And best actor.
Really, you can't nominate a kid for an Oscar. That'll just go to his head. Yeah, so what do you guys think of the Oscars? Do you care at all?
Not really.
Like, I was talking to the audience in general.
I was speaking for them.
Okay, well, be sure to come back in April for our Razzies postmortem. And as always, we will be... But up until April, we will be having our regular run of podcasts and everything. So yeah, there's that. This Friday, we'll be having our first thing of Irish Month, and sometime this week, we should be having our first Battlecast. So, as always, you can follow the site on Twitter. You can follow it at Death's Door Prods. You can follow me at DeadmanR32Prods, at Bullywon, and at FuckShax. We're on Facebook. Like us on there. We're on Google+. Follow us on there. It has been brought to my attention by Bovi that we have not been updating the feed I had set up for the Facebook and stuff. It has stopped working.
In December.
For the Facebook thing, for the Twitter thing, it was still updating up until Malcolm X.
Yeah, well, Malcolm X killed a lot of things, like my hopes and dreams.
Oh, God. Best picture, Malcolm X.
Best cartoon.
Yes, best animated feature, the first half of Malcolm X. Yeah. What else is there? What else should we spiel?
Do we want to talk about advertising that we were talking about the other day?
Click some sponsor links.
Yeah, click the links at the bottom of the thing. Go sign up for stuff. Get us money, please, so we can make you more stuff. Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to do Let's Plays for a while, but I've had difficulty with hardware and software and shit.
And, you know, I won't be doing them constantly, and unless I get a large external hard drive, I will be taking breaks like I am right now.
Yes, and if you want them in better quality, you know, click sponsors, or go to deathstoreprods.com/Indiegogo to donate to the Indiegogo fund. Apparently, we've been shared around, the links have been sent out by people. And people have visited the page. I think since we started a week ago, 24 people have shared the link, and we've had 7 people visit the actual page.
Cool.
But we haven't had anyone donate. Because I guess it's not sexy enough. I don't know, do we mean like a sexy death? Do we need to put death in a mankini?
Yeah, like we talked
no,
about
we'll
before.
No, we'll make death a woman in a bikini. So right now, I gotta make it actually appealing.
No, leave the cloak on, though. Have the bikini over the cloak.
Just leave the hood on. No, and have a chip
body. I was just gonna paste the death hood over, like, a character from Anonatsu.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. So yeah, deathstoreprods.com/Indiegogo, that is I-N-D-I-E-Gogo. We also have our store, go to deathstoreprods.com/store. We have shirts, we have hoodies, we have all this stuff. Or, if you think our designs aren't that great and you want better designs, give us some designs and we will pay you $1 for every shirt that is sold with your design on it.
And if, you know, you want one for yourself, you get it at a dollar discount.
Exactly. So if you're a regular size person, you'll be getting one for $19. But if you are a larger size person, you'll be getting one for $23. Because Spreadshirt hates you.
They do.
Oh, sorry, I didn't tell you this. I'm not applying that whole make a t-shirt thing to the 3XLs and up, because we make less money off those ones.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so, sorry, you can only get up to 2XL with the design your own shirt.
Well, that's a big... That puts a big damper on things, because I'm a 3XL kind of guy, and if some of those shirts are off and I want to wear them, no, I can't. Thanks, both of you.
Oh,
you just crushed my dreams.
I could still get you one.
You're a fucking monster.
Yeah, God damn it, Bo, you fired.
I'm sorry, do you want me to increase the price of all the 3XL t-shirts so that we actually make the same amount of money off of them as we do on the other ones?
God, dude. You see the conditions we have to work with, people. We need more money.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to be nice to the fat people and not make the shirts too expensive.
You're Hitler to the fat people. Yeah. That's what you are.
I'm making their shirts cheaper.
Listen to him get mad, though. For nothing.
Oh, God. So, yeah, like I said, we got commentary on Friday. We got Battlecast sometime either Tuesday or something, either Wednesday or Thursday. We haven't decided yet. But, yeah. And next week we'll be starting a regular run of podcasts again. So, until then, though, I'm Dead.
I'm Bobby-Wan.
I'm Shax, and I want to thank all of you. I want to thank the Academy for recognizing me. I want to thank all my friends and family for always being there for me and supporting me. I want to thank my agent, Bernie. You're the greatest. You got me this job. I want to thank my mom. She's been great my whole life. Fuck my dad. I want to thank every one of you out there listening to me right now. All you first-timers, subscribers that come to the podcast, you're like the originals. I don't know who you are, but whoever you are, you're the originals. You can play me off anytime now.
We'll see you guys next time.